live at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Emily Kwong from the Raven Radio Newsroom, and we're with our 7 Assembly candidates. Elections are October 3rd. We're going to dive right back into your questions. If you have one, you can email it to us at news@kcaw.org. I have a question for you all. It was emailed into us by a few folks, and I'm just going to push it all together into one kind of big question. And again, if you go past 90 seconds, I'm going to start to wave my hand. So the question is, I'm going to build off of something that fellow assembly member who you would work with if elected, Bob Petruski, asked. He said, what would be a potential assembly person's plan for dealing with the possible $70 million in capital costs the city, school district, and community hospital may need in the next 2 years? I'm going to broaden that question to say, how would you pay for city government? What are your ideas? What would you do? What would you not do if elected? Because at the end of the day, you pass the budget that pays for buildings, roads, sewer, water, all infrastructure. How would you pay for it? Ben Maiasato, I believe you are the first person to take this question on. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Emily. Ben Maiasato. $70 million for capital cost, that is a very large amount. And this is the part that we need to remember as a public. You get the government you elect. And if elected on the assembly, the one thing we need to be looking at is how to raise that $70 million. Or the one thing I would look at is how much of that $70 million actually needs to be done immediately. That amount is a large amount. And this is my... I go in and, when I was on assembly, went into department directors and talked with them. And that's one of the things I did this afternoon, and talked with Jay Sweeney, the finance director. That is a very valid question. And it comes to the point of what he says that we need to do here in our city is that we have a lot of things that need to be paid for. And they need the bills coming due. But we have not in the past set aside to pay for it. That is the big question, is how are we going to pay for it? If we can find federal grants, state grants, it's probably not likely. But the ability to raise that revenue is something that we will have to come up, and I do believe we should do this as a public, because it is a large amount. But the one thing I would like to say regarding that is rates and taxes that we have here, it's too expensive as it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Kitty Sopo, the question is, how do you pay for city government? And if you could be I'd encourage you all to be as specific as possible in naming actual tax items or revenue possibilities for Sitka. Go ahead.
Step one, I'm admitting my ignorance on city budget. So I, as an assembly member, would need to first sit down with Jay and...
That being Jay Sweeney, our chief and financial administrative officer?
Yes.
Yes.
Jay Sweeney.
The numbers guy at the city.
First, I would sit down with Jay Sweeney and get a better idea of how the budget has been operated. I would also need to sit down with department heads and discuss the needs of the employees as well as citizens in this town. Based on the amount of attention that I've been getting in the grocery store since declaring my candidacy, I don't think that the citizens of this town are going to be shy about their needs, so continue to be a good listener would definitely be part of that plan. But I think the most important thing is to just, you know, get a better idea of how the budgets have been operated in the past. To understand how we can grow for the future.
Great. Thank you, Kitty Sopo. Jamie Ackley, how would you pay for city government if elected?
Thank you. I know we're not the only small community that has challenges, but I feel that financially we have to think outside the box. Sitkans do things unconventionally anyway. So why do we have to pay for our budget conventionally? We have to think broader. We have to think more elaborate. And also, I feel that we need to do more research. We're not isolated. We are isolated, don't mind me, by being where our location is. But there's other communities that are very small, that have challenges. And what are they doing? What are they doing to cover their budget? What are small little farming towns in New Mexico doing to cover their costs? Because they're challenged also for other issues. So I just feel that a lot of research needs to go into this to see what other people are doing. And it doesn't have to be the old school way of paying for bills. Thank you again. This is Jamie Ackley.
And Stephen Eisenbeis, same question.
I just want to start by saying the $70 million figure that was stated earlier for the school district and the community hospital, that's the first time I've heard that number. So while I don't disbelieve the source of information there, I'd like to say that $70 million might be a bit excessive because I haven't heard anything anywhere close to that. How are we going to pay for city government? Well, first, we have to reduce the costs of city government. If there is room to trim, it needs to be trimmed, and that needs to come from the very top down, which is the assembly directing one of our two employees, the administrator, to pass either flat budget or a budget with a slight amount of reduction in it. Those steps right there could set us up for more prosperity down the road. We need to live within our means. I understand that. But I also understand that every cut is going to hurt someone or something. Our city government does provide a lot of services to Sitkins, and we've all become very accustomed to these services. So no matter what we cut, if it doesn't affect you, it might affect your neighbor. And we have to understand that before we go with a razor blade slashing budgets. Also want to add that the budget crunch we're in now is not necessarily due to the inflated budget of city government. While I've been on the assembly, the budget has actually grown very small. The reason we're in the crunch we are right now is due to less money coming in from federal and state entities, making it very much harder for us to operate. The less money that we get from there, the money has to come from our citizens somewhere. Do I have time to continue? No.
If you move in the wrap-up direction.
Okay. I will end there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Sonia Smith.
I think this is an area where, as a community, as an assembly, as the mayor, everyone needs to roll up their sleeves, take a look at what our primary challenges are, like just getting through this landslide season. I think that would be a top priority. Are we ready for that? I think it's really important to know what is actually going on. Like he just stated that he's not sure if that's the actual figure. That would be a concern, whether or not there's some accuracy to that. And then for the school, for the schools, I would look at things that could actually be at risk for being cut. I know with the amount of families that are moving out, that has dropped the enrollment numbers. I would like to know, you know, I would be motivated to find out where we're at with the numbers, and then prioritize and find ways to reinvest for the future. And what kind of proposals are currently on the table that would directly impact that budget? And how much do we actually have to work with as a city? And take a look at what our challenges are and where that would put us fiscally. Okay. And can we be responsible for that? Is it realistic?
So looking at what's realistic.
Yeah.
And Richard Ween, you're the last person to answer this question.
This is Richard Ween.
Oh, and Sheila Finkenbinder, thank you.
This is Richard Ween and Sheila Finkenbinder. If I were to answer this question in one word, I would say Powerball, because the last winner got $478 million.
You mean the lottery?
And if we, and if you're feeling lucky, we can possibly get this city out of financial difficulty. But that being said, I'm being asked, like Bruce Willis, to save the world in 90 seconds. Firstly, it's a three-dimensional question. That $70 million, you have to know what kind of $70 million it is and where it's coming from and what are the, as I mentioned in my opening statements, the needs and the wants. So we don't know that. You know, what you're asking is almost like a treasure hunt of where do I find $70 million.
Well, I think the question is, how would you pay for our costs as a city?
The first thing, as I said in my opening statement, I will fully engage the assembly process and review everything that this city has to do on a budgetary in a budgetary way in order to understand what the problems are so I can best figure out why are we $70 million in the hole. And you, that's why the question is not fair, because it needs research and consideration. And magic, as defined by Sigmund Freud, is wish fulfillment. And I can't give you magic tonight. What I can give you is the hard work that it'll take to review these things in a way that I hope will be different than any prior assembly.
Thank
Richard
you.
Wien.
And to clarify on this question, this was submitted by Assemblymember Bob Petruski. $70 million is what he said would be the capital cost for the next 10 years. And you know, the numbers are things that assembly members look at all the time and check with, everyone here is correct, with city staff to verify. Sheila Finkenbinder, paying for city government, taxes, revenue, what do you think?
Clearly, we've been in a budget funk, just like the state, for several years, and we need to have more money in our budget. Basically, there's three ways of doing that. One, you can raise taxes. That either means you raise the tax rate so people are paying more taxes. Or we can cut costs. And sometimes this means that you have one engineer instead of three, and so you possibly end up with pilings that are 3 feet deep instead of 12. So either one of those is not really going to fix the problem. The only way you're going to have more money in your budget is by growing your economy. You have to bring in more primary dollars into the community. And that means more people making more goods or providing more services that people outside this community want to pay money for. So whether that means Ruth down the road making soap, coffee, chocolate, salt, or floating processors that are being built out at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, or tours for visitors, or tax services, whatever services or goods that are provided in this community that bring in primary dollars is what's necessary to grow our budget. Thank you, I'm Sheila Finkenbinder.
Thank you. So essentially expanding the tax base is?
Expanding the tax base?
Sure.
Not raising the tax rates.